Okay, this is January 14th, 1992. I'm at the home of Argel Kaufman in Bridgeport, West Virginia, and he's going to play some fiddle tunes. You can announce it if you want.
Thank you.
First of all, if you don't mind saying, what year you were born?
I was born June 17th, 1930. I was one of the Hoover babies. Times couldn't get any harder.
And your dad was a fiddle player?
He was a fiddle player. He was born in up in Braxton County, up around Centralia or Wolf Creek or someplace up in there, in June of 1901.
And his name was?
James Boyd.
James
Boyd Kaufman. I suppose the German pronunciation would have been Kaufman. And from the people that I've talked to, Kaufman is a very, very common name over in Germany. Meaning of it is a salesperson or storekeeper or salesman. And so there are quite a few Kaufmans over there, but over here it has become anglicized to Kaufman.
Was it always spelled K-A-U-F?
As best I can tell, of course, you know, when the people immigrated over here, there were a lot of illiterate people. They didn't know how to spell their names, and I don't know whether my people were that way or not, whether they knew the actual spelling or not. I've gone back in some of the Civil War records. One of my great-grandfather's brother was in one of the wars, and his name, they spelled it C-A-U-F-M-A-N, and that's the way he was enlisted. So I suppose that the C-O-F-F-M-A-Ns could be...
Now, Red and Birch River is C-O-F-F.
Yeah.
Are they related?
If they're related to us, we have no idea how they would be, and I don't think they are, because our relationship back in there was with the Browns and Woodses.
And I've noticed over in Greenbrier County, there's C-O-F-F Kaufmans and there's K-A-U-F.
I don't know of any of my people that are over in there. As far as we can track our people, the Kaufmans came in through Philadelphia, over into Butler County, Pennsylvania, and back down into Wood County, West Virginia, and then over into this area. Of course, there could have been, and probably were, brothers that went their own separate ways. I know Will Kaufman, who was my great-grandfather, had several brothers and sisters, and I do know of some of their children who are in Arizona, and some of them, well, matter of fact, my brother's in Arizona, but some of them are out in California, and some are still up in western Pennsylvania, but this is the kind of track that they followed, was over through Butler County and back down the Ohio River and back over into the central part of West Virginia, as far as my people were concerned.
Did they follow any trade or anything that you know of?
They were all hillside farmers, and my grandfather for a while was a blacksmith. My great-grandfather subscribed singing schools and taught shape note singing around, and would go into an area, subscribe a school, and teach shape note singing for a week, and then either come home or go on to another location someplace else, subscribe another school, and that's the way he made. If he had any other means of livelihood other than the farm that he lived on, I don't know what it was, but that's probably about the extent of it.
You mentioned your father. His name, your grandfather was?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. And
Kaufman.
And then your great-grandfather?
Was William, or Willem, or Wilhelm. I found out within the last 10 years or so that some of the people where he lived referred to him as Laughing Will, which seems to hold with the family legend about his personality. He was a rather jovial, rather large, old German.
Do you know where he was born?
He was born in Butler County, Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. And I would guess in the neighborhood of 1850, 51 or 52, something like that.
And how was he related to your immigrant ancestor?
He was a grandson. No, he was a son of the one who immigrated, who was Jonathan. Jonathan came over from Germany, and or Johann or John, you know, I'm not quite sure of the name, but he came over from Germany as an infant, and then Will was probably, as best I can tell, the youngest of the family. that was born in Butler, Pennsylvania.
And did you know the name of the Jonathan's father?
Jonathan's father was George, or Georg, I think that's a German pronunciation. And if my information is correct, and it's based on only one verification, is that George's wife was Catherine. And they, as far as I know, both lived and died in Germany. And then Jonathan came over here. I don't know what his wife's name was. And then they had Benjamin Franklin, and he married a woman by the name of Mandona Woods from over in Nicholas County area.
Did you ever know Wilhelm Williams?
There is a picture of me when I was about 3 or 4 months old taken on his lap. And matter of fact, I have a picture that was taken at the same time of my older brother and my dad and my grandfather and my great-grandfather taken at that time. It was over in Greene County, Pennsylvania, where they lived at the time. And no, I never knew him because he died when I was 2.5, 3 years old. His wife lived on to be up in her late 80s or 90s, and I did know her. That was great-grandmother Virginia. She was I think she was a Harris, but I'm not sure about that, from over in Wood County, on the Ohio River, Ohio side of the river over there someplace.
Any family pictures include music?
Not back that far, no. Yeah. No. My grandfather was not particularly musically inclined. He had a fiddle, and I was probably 15 years old before I ever heard him play it the first time. And I'm trying to remember if I can think of the first song I heard him play. It was either a waltz or a schottische. And his daughter-in-law was there playing the piano with him, and she was having some trouble with the time because I think he called it a waltz and played it a schottische or something like that. But
he did play then.
He played the fiddle, but with a very basic skills. Mm-hmm. He was not an accomplished fiddler, and like I said, neither was my dad. He was. He had a good ear and got a good tone out of the fiddle, but he wasn't a really good
And you
fiddler.
Mentioned an Uncle Clay.
Uncle Clay was my grandfather's younger brother.
So he's your great uncle.
He was actually my great uncle. Yeah, he was my dad's uncle, and they grew up together and palled around a lot together. He was a very good fiddler, and. I used to go to his house, and he'd play the fiddle, and he had a son and two daughters he had two sons and three daughters all together, but the two of the daughters played guitars, and the older son played guitar, and the younger son was a left-handed bass player, played a slap bass. And
where did he live, Clay?
Well, at this time, he lived up in either... Greene or I think it was in Greene County, Pennsylvania, when I was a boy growing up, and we used to go to their house, and that was one of the things that after we got through eating Aunt Tressie's homemade bread and homemade butter and jelly, and then I'd sit around and say, why don't somebody start playing some music? You know, that was an habitual thing there, that you went to their house, they played music.
Did he ever live in Braxton County too?
Oh yeah, he was. They lived in Braxton County when my dad was, when they were here. They all went to Morgantown and Pennsylvania, probably in the late 1920, 21, 22, or 23, about that time somewhere. They all moved up there for some reason. I don't know exactly why it was. Why they left Braxton County and went up there, I don't know. But, my dad lived in And my dad and mother were married, and well, they lived in Morgantown, and they were married in 1926, I believe it was. And they lived there in Morgantown until they moved back down here in 1936.
And when you were coming up in Braxton County, did you ever see anybody playing dulcimers?
See, I lived right in Sutton.
Right.
Went to the schools in Sutton. And at that time, the people in town were more interested in Les Brown and Guy Lombardo and that type of music. This was considered just a level below that kind of music. And some of the kids from out in the country played guitar and banjo and violin, but I never heard it. I never was around at any at all. Most of my musical experience was the popular big bands of the time, and of course I was way ahead of my time as far as playing guitar, because I got a guitar when I was 11 years old, and I wanted to play that kind of music on guitar, and nobody was doing it at that time. Now and then you'd see, I think Ted Weems had a guitarist in his band, and now and then you'd see one of the big bands that had an acoustic guitar. They, you know, they didn't know about electrifying one. Now and then you'd see one with a microphone sitting in front of it. Not usually, it was just a straight rhythm instrument. The King Cole Trio used one, the Mills Brothers used one, and that's the kind of music I wanted to play on the guitar. And of course, when Les Paul and Alvino Ray started this electrified stuff, then I got into that, and didn't show any interest in, didn't have any interest really in folk music until it really started regenerating when my son was, what, Linda, 15, when he started going festival. He went to Europe with the folk of Appalachia and got interested in banjo playing and this kind of music, and come back. And I said, oh, yeah, I know a little bit about that. And got the fiddle out and started playing some, and got Pop's banjo out and started working on it a little bit, and showed him what little bit I knew. And in 2 weeks, he had that down and was trying to learn more. And he's a pretty good five-string banjo player now. And, of course, I always had a guitar around the house, and he'd gradually picked that up and learned it. And
your son's name is Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Kevin? Yeah. Kevin's an attorney in Charleston. And
at what age did you actually start on the fiddle?
I really don't remember, because we always had a piano, and Pop's fiddle always was laying on top of the piano. And I can vaguely remember at about maybe 13, 14, or 15, trying to pick it up and play a tune on it now and then. But I don't really remember learning to play it. It just seemed like I kind of picked it up and knew how to play it. I didn't spend long hours trying to, cutting my fingers and trying to figure out how to play these tunes. I just picked it up and started playing the simpler ones and gradually, the same way I learned to play piano and guitar, really, for that matter. I the only music I read is my barbershop music, and I've learned that since I've been singing barbershop. I did learn how to sing shape note music, but strictly by singing the songs I knew and watching the shapes and learning that. So,
did you ever go through it when you were young? Was there ever a time that you remember that your dad said, touch the fiddle?
Oh, no.
It was always available.
No, my dad, he was, that would have been totally atypical of him. You know, it was his fiddle, but if we wanted to play it, we took it down and played it. And if we wanted to let the kids that come in play with it, they played with it too. All he ever said about musical instruments was, now be careful, son, don't hurt it. You know, he felt much the same as I do, that a musical instrument has a life of its own, and to see somebody abuse one, it just, it grates on, it goes against.
You mentioned your dad played the banjo.
He was a poor banjo player. He could play half a dozen tunes on it.
Five-string?
Yeah, he played five-string banjo, and it was the old Virginia clawhammer style, which is, you know, I worked at that. I tried to learn it and finally got to the place where I could play a few recognizable tunes. You know, go and tell Aunt Nancy and going up Cripple Creek and John Hardy and two or three songs like that. But I never learned to become a good banjo player. And like I said, my son learned that. And then gradually he plays, the five-string style where he drops his thumb down into the and helps pick out the melody. He's really a pretty good five-string banjo player. Mm-hmm. And a pretty good guitar player, and probably has reached about the same stage of fiddle playing that my dad was. You know, they neither one are very well. None of us are very good fiddle players, in my estimation. Pop never reached any real degree of proficiency with it.
Was there any besides all the music that I consider to be real folk music? Tunes in your family that came down within the family. Was there any singing going on? Any songs?
Oh, not in early age. But after, my younger brother went to Glenville College, got a degree in music education, and got a degree in music. Went on, got his master's in music education and his doctorate in education and administration and curriculum. And he wrote his doctoral thesis on the history and origin of shape note music.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course we always had some shape note hymnals around. And when my younger brother and myself and my dad and my older brother would get together, first thing we'd do would get out the hymnals and we'd sing a four-part male hymn. My older brother's wife has sung a lot, and she could sing the alto parts, and so sometimes she'd join in with us. And my daughter was interested in singing some, so she'd sing some. Normally, every time there was a family gathering, we had probably a two and a half hour sing fest where we'd eventually end up with about every song in the hymn book, one way or another. So, yeah, we did sing quite a little bit, but this was only after the three of us became adults. It was never, my younger brother was never interested in this style of music. He likes to listen to it now, but he majored in clarinet and saxophone while he was in school, and is quite familiar with all the band instruments, but never got into this kind of music. And my older brother plays a half a dozen chords on a guitar, but never got into it. And I don't know how it is that, I generally, once I got started on something, I stayed with it until, my older brother and I got a pair of roller skates for Christmas jointly. He said I never got a chance to use them because Argel got on them and didn't get off till he learned how to skate, and that was, once I got started on the guitar, it bothered me that other people could play chords that I could see a place to put and I couldn't play them. Mm-hmm. So anytime I got out where there was another guitar player and he played a chord that I didn't know, after the song was over, I'd say, now, right here where, right here, you played a chord and I don't know it. Would you show it to me? And so that's the way I learned the chords on it.